It's February, and that means two things. It's Groundhog's Day, and it also means that 96% of people have already forgotten their New Year's resolutions, and they're about to live the same year over again. But not you, because for the month of February, my free gift to you is your golden ticket to a new year. With my Brave Vision Blastoff Workbook, you will gain clarity, which is the number one reason why most women quit. They don't know what to do. So find out what you're called to do, harness your energy, gain momentum, reach your goals this year, and experience a brand new year, not just another year. Don't leave your success to chance. Go to braveheartedwoman.com/VisionBlastoff to get your free download today, or just click the link in the notes. You'll be so glad you did. Hey, this is Dawn Damon, the Braveheart Mentor, and you're listening to my podcast, The Bravehearted Woman. I'm here to raise the brave in you. So if you haven't done so, hit subscribe so you never miss another episode. All right, you ready to get your brave on? Let's do this. Hey, Bravehearts, how are you doing today? Listen, I had this on my heart, so I thought I would just offer this thought for you this week on my episode of the Bravehearted Woman podcast. This is a time of year where there is just a tremendous amount of excitement, and there's an emotional pull on you in all of your resources in all ways. There's a pull on your pocketbook for sure. There's a pull on your time and your attention, your emotional bandwidth. There's a pull on your physical body, your stamina, your energy. And for some of us, there's a lot of joy. It's a blast. There's a lot of chaos, lots of kids, lots of food. By the way, have you started that fast yet? Yes, today is day one for me, so you can keep your girl in prayers. But there's a lot of clutter and commotion. And when it's over, we can feel an emotional letdown. And then there are others that say, no, I didn't have any of that. It was way too quiet. It was even rather isolating. Perhaps you're single, or maybe your kids are all grown. It was your off year there with their in-laws, or perhaps this was your first year of a divorce and you had to share your kids with their dad. Ouch. Those are painful things, but wherever you are, it's always powerful to recognize your emotional location, because this is an exciting time of year. This is a high energy time of year. It's my favorite time of the year, actually, because I'm all things goals, goal setting, goal getting, strategic planning and vision and outlook and calendar and top 10 goals and big rocks. I call them my Brave She 3 and all of the wonderful things. However, it is also a time where discouragement can visit us. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. When discouragement shows up and you're thinking, I love my life, or maybe you're very aware of the fact that something's amiss, and here comes this discouragement. I want to give you three reasons, first of all, why discouragement may be visiting you this time of year, especially. And one I've already mentioned, because it is the emotional letdown. The emotional letdown effect is a real thing. It's a thing. It's a psychological phenomenon that happens, and physical phenomenon, by the way, that happens. So your body has released numerous hormones and chemicals to help you make it through the holidays. Lots of adrenaline pumping. You were able to stay up late at night, wrapping all those presents, perhaps, and cooking those meals, cleaning the house, getting things ready. And once the hubbub is over and life seems to settle back down, we are often left with a sense of emptiness. Maybe you feel sad. You feel like something's missing, and you love your life and you know you're so blessed, but there's just this emotional feeling of discouragement, a little bit of a bleak lining, not that silver lining that you're used to, just a little bit of a foggy overcast over your heart, your mind, and even your body. And you can feel like something is void or something is missing. That's one of the reasons why you might be dealing with a bit of discouragement right now. The second reason is because in the beginning of the year, often even though we're excited about that blank canvas, that new fresh canvas, we also may be faced with a pile of disappointment. We might feel like we did not make the progress that we wanted to make last year, all the things that we hoped for. Many people will tell me that their year last year was extremely trying and challenging, that there were some things that happened last year that just left people feeling so hopeless, discouragement, disenfranchised, relationships broke up and arguments were there. People were highly sensitive and easily offended. And you might feel like, boy, I did a lot of work last year and it almost feels like it was striving and I was toiling and maybe my work was all in vain. And why bother this year with goals? Why bother? I don't even want to tell anybody what I'm believing for. I don't even want to get involved in the hype because I'm here today feeling a bit discouraged. It's normal. We're going to talk about that. And the third reason you might be feeling a little bit of discouragement is because you're lacking focus. You know, the holiday is over now. Your children, if you have children, they've gone on to live their lives. If you have adult children, especially in my population here, I'm speaking to the midlife woman. Hopefully you're aging well, you're increasing in years well and with poise and with grace. But let's not fool ourselves. This is a season where we really have to embrace reinvention. We're figuring out a new day. It's a new season, and our kids are about themselves. They're doing their own thing. And I really was thinking even about writing an article of something called When Kids Leave Twice or When Children Leave Twice, because have you noticed they leave once? Yeah, they go and they go off to college or they get married and they set up their own home, but they come back again, don't they? They call them the boomerang generation, actually. Kids come back, they come back with the grandkids and the babies and your life is full and you're embracing it and you love it all. But then they get a little bit older and now they've established their own home. Their children are in sports, your grandchildren. They're making some money, so they don't need you quite like they needed you. They've got their own toys now, and they begin to leave a second time. Are you sitting here wondering, what is my purpose? What am I doing? Yes, I'm sitting with this blank canvas. Hooray, how exciting is it? And I don't know what to write down. What am I believing for? What do I think God wants to do with my life? I really don't No. And that's a place where discouragement can come. Now, I want to tell you, discouragement is normal. It comes to all of us. It's part of life. We're going to have the ebbs and flows. We're going to have the ups and downs and the ins and outs. We're going to have the valley walk through the shadow of death. We're going to experience those things. We're going to have the mountaintop highs. It comes to all of us. It's a normal experience, but staying in discouragement for any length of time, fellowshipping with discouragement, and most importantly, believing the lies of discouragement, because discouragement speaks, has a voice, it whispers to us, and we know what's behind that type of discouragement, don't we? We know that's a demonic, fiery dart. It's a sniper from the enemy. It's maybe even birthed out of your own soul of feeling like a victim, like everything else and everyone else has got this exciting, flourishing, wonderful life. And you're just kind of wondering, what is it that I do? Well, discouragement can really color the lens through which you look or filter the mind through which you think and how you view life. And it becomes difficult to feel hopeful. And you find that it's like somebody's turning the dimmer switch down and you're just not seeing a beautiful future. It's obscuring your view. When discouragement like that happens, we are deprived of courage, discouraged. courage. We lack brave confidence. And I want to tell you that honestly, that place is only going to be defeated by creating a vision for your life. Now, God has called us to be co-creators with Him. I believe with all of my heart that when you were being formed and knit together and crafted in that secret place in your mother's womb, whether you have a relationship with your mom is immaterial. You have a heavenly Father who has a mother heart, and God, your parent, put inside of you and deposited in you gifts and callings and talents for every season of your life, including, yes, oh yes, including midlife, 50, 60, 70, for every season of your life. Psalm 1 says, you will be planted like the tree of next to living water when you fear the Lord, and your leaf will not wither, and that you will bring forth fruit in every season of your life. So what's the fruit God has called you to produce in this season of your life? So the only way you're going to bust up discouragement at that level is to co-create and become what I say is a vision architect of your life. Start dreaming, planning, and building what you want your life to become. Now, my husband and I just got done building a new home. And as we begin to build this new home, we sat with the builder, and the first thing they did was say, start dreaming. Tell us what you want. Tell us what you see, what you need. And so they just sat there on their computer and began to make a list. Well, we want to have plenty of room that we can gather the family in one sitting. We want to have another place, a separate place, so the kids can go play and run and be crazy, and the boys can skateboard and the girls can play with their dolls, and we as the adults can still visit. We want a kitchen that has a massive island and a seating area because nobody ever leaves the kitchen. So we have to trick them. The kitchen has to actually be the family room, and the family room has to be the kitchen. You get the point. We started going through the builder, telling him everything that we wanted. I want a porch that has a huge patio, and I want night lights so that when you drive up at night, the house twinkles. On and on, we could dream and go. Then they came back with us, to us with a blueprint. And they said, and man, these blueprints, I mean, they are intricate. This is where the plumbing is going to go. This is where the pipes are. This is where the heating duct is going to go. This is where the air conditioning will be. And obviously the heating ducts and the HVAC and all the things. This is where the 2x4s. This is a beam that cannot be moved. We can move this wall, but this is a support. This is where the windows will be. This is where the bathrooms will be. Everything was blueprinted. No surprises. If your house needs a blueprint, come on now, how much more your life needs to be planned strategically, and you need to be the vision architect of your life. You need to design. Where do you want to be in 5 years? What do you want to look like? What do you see yourself doing? How much do you weigh? How much do you earn? What are you involved in? How are you using your gifts? What's your contribution? How have you grown? What have you learned? What new skill do you have? How are your relationships? Is your overarching umbrella when it comes to your relationships to have the best relationships ever? Do you have a vision for your finances? How much have you saved? Do you have a vision for your career? What are you doing? Do you have a vision for your health? How much am I able to lift or stretch or move? What sports am I doing? Where have I traveled? Where have I gone? All of the things, my friend, that you need to think about and design and plan and believe for. And then, you know, if you can't see a beautiful future for yourself, that's where here comes discouragement. It's going to sneak in. It's going to slip in. It's going to whisper to you. Everybody else has a better life than you. There's no special future for you. God doesn't see you. Hagar, hello. The name Hagar, God said to her, I see you. Where are you going? turn around and go back. What are you running from? Get back in your life. Get back in the driver's seat or the co-pilot seat, if you will, because we understand that God is sovereign. But I want to say faith without works is dead. And so many times we focus on the faith, which is ultimately powerful, but we forget to add our works to our faith. What is your strategic plan? What are your habits? Will your habits serve you well? You know, sometimes people say, how do you stay so motivated? And you know, the honest answer is that I don't stay motivated, but I have habits that I allow to bring me further than desire. Discipline will always take you further than desire. When the desire's not there, discipline of your habits will support you. So you will still move the needle. You'll still go forward. You're advancing the ball. You're making strategic steps of action. You're taking brave, courageous steps of fierce execution because you have habits that bring you there. This morning, I got up early to work out. I did not want to work out. There was no motivation to go hit it at the gym. And I think I did 60 ball slams today in the gym, and I didn't feel like doing one of them, but it felt so good when it was over. And I do try to remind myself, by the way, of that amazing feeling of how it is when I've accomplished it. Oh, I love the dopamine that I get after I work out. And I always look through the hard workout to the reward so that I make it to the end. And then, of course, when I step on the scale or I'm able to balance myself or I don't trip and I don't break a bone because I actually have some pretty good balance. I'm not great at it, but I'm still working on it. It's a goal, all right? Because I want to age well. I want to have vision that takes me through every season of my life. And I know you do too. And that's why I'm encouraging you right now. So we're going to blow discouragement out of the water. In Psalm 32, the psalmist is writing a note to himself. And he says, soul, why are you down in the dumps? Why are you so discouraged? Put your hope in God. Get your eyes on God. He's got an amazing plan for you. Just get your eyes off of what didn't work. Discouragement is always looking backwards. And when you look forward, there's fogginess. There's no vision. There's not. How discouraging would that be? So this is your year to get your vision rolling again. I'm here to help you. I have many opportunities that you can avail yourself to for you to find the vision that God has placed in you. The creator decides, but the creation must discover what is the vision God has given you. And if you'll just sit quietly with him and grab your notebook and grab a pencil or a pen and just invest in yourself in the time, you will have a list of things. If you'll allow them to percolate to the top, you will definitely have a list of things that you can say without a doubt, that's my vision. That's my purpose. That's what I've been created to do. God's smile is on me when I'm doing this thing. I feel the anointing. I know this is how God wants to use my life. That's what I'm doing as I sit here and talk with you. I know this is how God wants to use my life, just to bless you and to encourage you. And I hope I've done that. So I hope you'll take this seriously. I hope you will join me in my online courses. But if nothing else, just keep listening to the podcast. I'm offering you content all the time to help you. So this week, we're going to defeat discouragement. We're going to say, I will not be discouraged. I will get my eyes off of lack and put them onto God, who has promised me abundant living. And I'm going to start thanking him in every circumstance, and I'm going to ask God to touch my mind and to impart to me revelation, open the eyes of my heart, God, that I might see what you've called me to, and that encouragement and that vision helps me begin to motivate forward. And then stay tuned for next week. I'm going to teach you what to do once you begin to find that vision. You're going to move out of discouragement and you're going to feel a fire inside of you get ignited like never before. All right. So God bless you. I'm going to leave you like I always do. Of course, Dawn Damon, your Braveheart mentor and vision architect, saying to you, it's time for you to find your brave and live your vision.
Thanks for hanging out with me today and becoming brave. If this has helped you, be sure to share it with someone and subscribe so you never have to miss another episode. For more about me, my books, my coaching, or online courses, visit dawndamon.com. And as always, be brave and live your vision.